Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program, where this year we are reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators, one day at a time through the whole school year. Before we read the powerful promise for today, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our Most High God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are amazing grace, the God of beauty, the Lord over all creation, the designer and the educator, so faithful, so generous, and the hope of all mankind. You are the intelligent designer and the just judge, the kinsman redeemer, and the Lord of life itself. O Lord, you are merciful and new with us right now, the only wise God, pure, powerful, and the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. Righteousness is your name. You are the Son of God and the Son of Man, and the testimony across the sky. You're the undergirder of everything that happens in our schools. You are victorious and the visionary. And Lord, you are wisdom. We seek your wisdom today. You're the expert in education, Yahweh, and the God who is zealous for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting us protect our students today. Thank you for allowing us to be good to our colleagues. Help us, Lord, to take one step forward each day towards being Jesus with skin on. To walk like you and to talk like you and to think like you and to have a heart like you. Lord, we come before you today because we recognize and stand in awe that you are the only wise and wonderful God who can transform our public school system. It is for that we pray. We love you, Lord. We adore you. And we ask for all of this in the magnificent name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are on day 173, and we are in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. So let us begin. The Word of God, Hebrews 13, verse 5. From the NIV, keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." From the RSV, keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, "I will never fail you nor forsake you." From the King James Version, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." From the Living Bible, stay away from the love of money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, "I will never, never fail you, nor forsake you." The Word of God, Hebrews 13, verse 5. And for those of you that are regularly with me, you know that I have a little note that I wrote you. And for those of you that are new, we have a companion, and a companion that goes along with the basic parts of this program is for you to return to. And the reason you return to it is because when you read the Word of God for yourself, that is how he speaks to you. It's good to listen to it, no doubt, but there's nothing like reading it yourself. So I really encourage you to get the digital version of today's program, and that is called The Companion. And you can find it on our website at www.aw180days.com. And right in the middle, you'll find the complete companion. Now, that's crazy. You can download it and do it digitally, but don't try to print it. It's 207 or 8 pages. But instead, go to the left-hand side, and you'll see the Promises blog. And there, a daily upload of the transcript and a promise card are available to you digitally. You can even see the companion in the app. So for those of you that put this on in the car in the morning or while you're taking a shower or just getting ready. In a quiet time, haha, I know that's funny, but in a quiet time during the day, return to the verse yourself through the companion, or just open your Bible to that verse and read it for yourself. So let me read you the note that I wrote that went with this particular promise from Hebrews 13, verse 5. I simply call this the note to the educator, and that's included in the companion too. I don't think anyone will ever accuse us of going into education for the love of money. The second part of the verse states that we are to be content with what we have. Contentment is not only with our salary, but our schedules, our teammates, our students, our administrators, and our parents. Being a good steward of our income is critical since it doesn't change a whole lot each year. My husband and I struggled with debt most of our adult lives on a teacher's salary, but once we understood this promise, we took the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace class. We broke through and are totally debt-free now. Yay! It can be done. Contentment is a whole lot easier when you have no debt. Even though the last part of the verse doesn't seem that it goes with the first part, he will never leave you or forsake you through all issues. We now only have the debt to love. No matter what your salary is, if you have debt, please take a biblically based course to help you become debt free. The second thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together. And I experienced a beautiful prayer group at the school I was working with yesterday. What a treasure to be able to pray after school with the principal, the assistant principal, the coach, the reading coach, and a couple of the teachers. And it's just powerful, for we asked for God's grace upon an evening event that we were having. And when that event was over and we were almost all cleaned up, the principal said, "Well, God really helped us." And it was just an amen moment. Well, what a gift to pray with those on your campus to undergird anything, the day-to-day activities, the big events that are all this month, and just that time to bow our heads before our great and mighty God. And so if you haven't experienced that yet, try to pray with at least one other person first. It's quite a gift, and a gift to your school, to be able to say that we are praying for you. Now today, we also pray a prayer of unity with our brothers and sisters in the public schools across the time zones, and that is called the 1:16 p.m. prayer, based totally on Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek." So today, we are going to be praying for a spirit of cooperation as a priority. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. Today's is written by Don Clark, and he calls it The Courage to Rest, the prayer. Lord, give us the courage to find that quiet place and rest with you. The scripture from Mark 6, verse 31. "Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.'" Each school year is an academic cross-country race. More accurately, it is an academic marathon. If we don't start resting in a disciplined manner and pacing ourselves, then we are going to get burned out and not have the best race possible. Pacing and rest has long been a part of God's plan for his people. In the old Mosaic law, God instructed the farmers to take every seventh year off to let the land rest. He instructed them not to sow their fields and not to prune their vineyards. He told them that whatever the land yielded during that year was to be the food for them and their animals. Wow! How much courage and faith would that take? How much of a true partnership with and belief in God would that involve? One of the Ten Commandments is to take a day of rest each week to worship God. The Israelites were instructed not to light fires in their homes or harvest in their fields on this day of rest. Jesus told his disciples to come to him and he would give them rest. When his disciples were so busy that they were omitting meals, he told them to come with him alone to a quiet place and get some rest. And that's what we just read in Mark 6, verse 31. God mandates and encourages naps. Wow, just like kindergarten. Have we been missing our naps and our days and seasons of rest? Do we trust God enough? Do we have enough faith to let go of our agendas and others' agendas and start following His? To get into that steady, productive rhythm of running and resting instead of running and running? It takes courage to set our agendas aside to follow God's. Do we have the courage to rest as God asks? When and where is God calling me to a quiet place to be alone with Him? Am I obedient? Start each day at school, being alone and still with God for 5 to 15 minutes in your classroom. Speak and quietly listen to Him. Read your daily CEAI devotion and pray the daily scripture for yourself, students, and staff. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. And it can be found on our website at www.ceai.org. And these are definitely something we would like you to share. So encourage someone else by sharing these devotionals with them. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And these are designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's is from Martin Luther. And he said, "Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree." And so, my friends, as we close out our time together, I want to remind you of this most powerful promise. And it came from Hebrews 13, verse 5. "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, 'Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you.'" Dear Father, gracious God, thank you, Lord. Help us to really believe that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We don't want to just understand it intellectually, Lord. We want it to be deep in our hearts so that as we move each day closer towards you, we are confident and content in what we have, what you have blessed us with. Help us to count our blessings and to lift them back up to you and say thank you. Lord, we love you. And we adore you, asking all of this in the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.